Once upon a time, it's the memory. It's like synergy. Life the hardest teacher y'all could ever get to master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos. What's up, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnose Success Podcast. I'm your host, Kay Sparks. It's a blessing to be a blessing. We are blessed and highly favored. Appreciate y'all tuning in every week, man. And before we get started, as always, we want to start off with the word of the day, something motivational, inspirational, get you through your day, your week, your life. All right? It goes like this. Self-care is multiple streams of income. I'll say this again. Self-care is multiple streams of income. I think that word of the day is pretty much self-explanatory. You know, it's important to make sure that you take care of yourself. You got to position yourself to make sure that, God forbid, something happens, whether it be you got a 9-to-5, you got a business. I always say you need a plan B, a plan C, all the way down to a plan Z to make sure, just in case things go left, that you can always pivot. You never find yourself desperate or in a position where you're trying to figure out where your next source of income is going to come from, right? Because like they always say, one source of income is one step away from being broke. And we ain't about poverty. We ain't about struggling. We about abundance. We speak it. We live it. We preach it. We teach it. And most definitely, make sure that you position yourself to have multiple streams of income, whether it be your passion, whether it be a side hustle, a side business. We all know, yeah, you have a 9-to-5. You got health insurance for you and your family. But guess what? When they want to get rid of you, they're going to get rid of you. And that job is going to be filled before you even pack your stuff and you headed out the door. So if anything, always make sure you position yourself. Set yourself up right, and that is the word of the day. All right, before today, we're gonna get into a dope topic. I like this one. It's called Patterns in Practice. I say that again, Patterns in Practice. And what we're gonna do on this podcast episode, we're gonna break down patterns in practice, certain people in your life that consistently show you that they are inconsistent. All right, they are consistently inconsistent. How to spot those people and what to do with those people. All right. So first, let's get into some quick definitions because I know I love my definitions. Right. So what is a practice? A practice is the actual application or use of an idea, belief or method as opposed to theories relating to it. That's the first definition. And the second definition is the customary, habitual or expected procedure or way of doing something. So it's basically a practice is what people do. Right. Now, let's go to a pattern. A pattern, by definition, could mean a regular or reoccurring arrangement of certain things, right? So reoccurring, right? So when we look at people in our lives, a lot of times we see certain patterns and practices, And a lot of times they ain't good. So you got to know how to pivot. And when we're talking about these relationships, we're talking about friends, we're talking about family, we're talking about associates that constantly and consistently show you that they're inconsistent, right? So for example, a lot of times I start off with family, right? You might have family members where you notice the pattern in practice where you always there for them. When they need you, you're picking up the phone. What we doing? Where we at? Where's the problem? You're running to the problem. You're not running away from it. When it's holiday time, Christmas, Easter, whatever it is, you there for their kids. You buying them things, supporting them. They don't ever reciprocate nothing. Nada. Your kids ain't an after. Your kids is an afterthought. You an afterthought. These are the type of people when you see these patterns consistently, you got to pivot because at the end of the day, the reality is that if you're there for people, they should be there for you as well. If it's a constant pattern in practice, whereas you on the back burner and your feelings just shot off to the side, yo, keep it moving. Clip them, man. Nobody's got time for that. You need to surround yourself with like-minded people that constantly point to you the way you point to them. All right, that's the first point. One thing that I will say too with patterns in practice, you might notice, like, I'll give myself the perfect example. I noticed a couple years ago, like, as I started getting more success and more popularity, that there were certain people in my circle that they either really supported me or they really hated on the low. And people, like, they don't blatantly outwardly say, like, yo, I'm jealous of you. Nowadays, it's the passive aggression that people do. So they won't say that I'm jealous of you, but they'll show you through their actions that they really don't fuck with you the way that you think they do. And what does that look like? Well, for example, they might not support the things you do, whether you got events that you're doing, whether you got major business moves coming, whether you got major announcements you're making, they ain't supporting nothing. They don't physically come to nothing to support you. They don't shout you out. They'll shout out complete strangers that they don't even know. And these strangers don't give a damn about them. But when it comes to you, they're not going to reciprocate that same energy, right? They go hard for Beyonce. Beyonce don't know them from a hole in the wall. But when it comes to you, and whether it be your fashion business, your music business, whatever it is, they ain't checking for you, right? Those are the type of passive aggressive things that you see in people. And you got to be able to recognize it and pivot accordingly, right? If you're going hard for people, they should be able to reciprocate that love, right? I used to get a lot of too, like when I used to have events or certain things going on, monumental things, big things. And you invite people, and these people are consistently inconsistent. They don't pop out to your events to support you. They don't come out to do anything, right, in your favor. But these are the same people, if you don't tell them, ah, man, I would have came. Why you ain't tell me? Motherfucker, what you talking about? I've been telling you for the past 5-10 years, and you just don't come to anything. You don't support anything. But when they need money, they hitting my phone. But when they got drama, they hitting my phone. It's like, yo, those type of people, man, clip them. Give them the fuck up out of here. It's like there's no reciprocation there. They just want to take, but they can't see ultimately that they're not there for you when it matters, but you're always there for them. So I think that's a big thing. Make sure that you recognize these patterns and practices in people that are consistently inconsistent. If anything, you want to reward the people that are consistently there for you. The people that are consistently consistent to you and what you got going on, and y'all can reciprocate and have a healthy relationship, I think that's the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, real talk, I don't really got to belabor the point with this. You know, that's pretty much straightforward. I want to hear from y'all exactly like some of the people that had patterns and practices in your life that were cornflakes, never showed up for you, but every time they needed something, you were front and center for them. So, you know, break it down, sound off in the comments. Let me know what y'all working with. And as always, peace.